Stand by for The Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, The Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. Happy 4th to you and
my
all
special
of our
guest,
listeners.
David, yes. Bronstein.
Yes, yes. I heard a big out there, people.
You, yeah. Well, you got to, let's like, you know, for these movies and stuff, special guests, right?
Whatever.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
Anyway.
You're going to do it anyway? That's good. You did my anyway. It is Saturday, July 4th, 2020.
It is.
In an America that I don't recognize anymore.
But, well, listen.
But we won't go into that. It is 10:05 in the morning. Not for the better. Anyway, 10:04, 10:05 in the morning, whatever.
It's change. What are you going to do?
What are we going to do?
Well, yeah, you got to, you know, it's either live with it.
I'm lucky I'm old enough not to be around a lot longer.
Well.
Right?
That's listen, the way I look at it. You're starting to sound like your father.
No.
As I sound like my father sometimes.
You wouldn't want to know. You wouldn't want to know about my father.
Well, it's all right. We'll get into that separately.
If I brought that up, I'd probably offend a lot of people.
All right.
But right now, we will mention.
Go ahead.
That this show is rebroadcast on ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, which there may or may not be. But if there's a sporting event, the show will be on after that. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning, live streaming from 10 to 11 a.m. at our website, sapriston.com, sapriston.com. You go to the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming, and you're all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Archives. All of the archive shows are there. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, it's available.
Have you ever done that?
Have I listened to an archive?
Mm-hmm.
No. I think I had to do it once because somebody insisted I said something, which I said I didn't, so I had to go listen to it. And I didn't, but anyway.
Of course.
Also, finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy. Well, almost every week. Did they take the holiday this time?
I was surprised they did not.
They didn't, really?
No.
Boy.
I read it.
But usually they do take off for holidays, but it is available, usually late Friday, early Saturday morning. Very brief. Concise, you know, they're economists, you know, who knows what economists know, but.
Well, one thing they did this time, Pete, they talked, there's so much good news with employment, but, you know, they do take as I read it every week, they take two sides. They'll usually say this is a good news, but here's what's coming down the road. And, you know, especially with the unemployment and employment figures, is that, well, the coronavirus is starting out again. Are people, I don't think we're going to see that heavy a layoff as we saw before. I don't think the country's going to slow down.
You don't think so, huh?
No, it's a good read. I think it's always
worthwhile, looking at it, and, sometimes they can give you some insight that you weren't aware of.
Yep.
And just be careful when it's an opinion.
It's part of your research. You need to what? Do your own research, right?
Really? Where have I heard that before?
We don't give tax and legal advice. Anything else we got to disclaim?
We don't even give financial advice, right? But anyway.
You don't have your headset. You have they're supposed to be turned around in your ears.
No, I don't like that.
This is Jimmy's.
Right now, phone lines are wide open. 803-1520. Toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Jimmy, you probably weren't born, but...
You're interrupting me. 803-1520. You're not going to be a special guest anymore.
You know who I'm talking about?
803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or, if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, there is a chat box at our website, sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and there you are, right at the chat box. Go to the bottom of the page, type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Crisscross. That was the name of the group. Remember
that,
Pete?
What is this, music trivia today?
Look at Jimmy's having a good time. Anyway.
What'd they do?
Crisscross. It wasn't hip-hop, but it was sort of pre-hip-hop.
Yeah, but why'd you bring them 90s. Up? I can't.
Because they wore their clothes backwards.
Oh, they wore their clothes backwards.
It's like you and your headset.
Okay.
There you go. The Crisscross of ESPN 1520.
No, I've always been very biased against people who wear their hat backwards, I said, what do these stupid people wear their hat backwards?
Well, we're too old to do that. Nobody over like 40 or 50 should ever wear
I mean, it looks
backwards.
So stupid.
I know. I've tried it once.
But I'm prejudiced against it,
All right. Well, let's not go there.
But right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
How you doing?
Even though baseball has been postponed, I'm going to be the leadoff hitter here, I guess.
There you go.
Well, you may be the only person.
Well, I think the reason people with the, backwards with the cap, if it's on frontwards, it really protects your face from the sun. So I don't know what, there's no protection at all putting it on backwards. So
it's style.
I don't see it either.
It's style.
Peter, I didn't get my bearings today on the front step. And I called them, and they're closed. Do you know whether they produced an issue this weekend?
Sure they did, because, as a matter of fact, I was reading it online, which you should subscribe to. I read it online Friday, early Friday.
Yeah, well, I seem to like the idea of laying the paper out and looking over all the different areas in it, rather than going from page to page like that.
Yeah, it must be your delivery service that probably...
Yeah, I called them and left a message with them. I did get the Bergen record, and they usually come together on Saturday, and I had to leave a message, so I have to find out. Maybe they'll send it on Sunday or Monday. We'll see.
Yeah, I didn't get mine at my home, so...
That's a little bit of...
I'm not as advanced as Peter is. To be able to go online and do it. I like looking at the paper myself.
Of course. Well, happy Independence Day to my favorite guys. And also Bill, Vic, and the Dreamer.
There you go.
So it's good when I hear them also. I want to ask, first of all, will face work affect my Snap stock, the boycott of the advertising? They say that Disney has $211 million worth of ads, and... $95 million more than the total of the first 10 people that are boycotting, but Disney isn't boycotting yet.
Don't know what the answer is. I always say, and I always warn people, never react to news right away. See how the market takes it,
Sure. And, if you were a Facebook
I don't really
user.
See Facebook taking a big hit at the moment.
Right, right.
So, And they think, okay. I think he's meeting with, who's he meeting with anyway?
Sheryl Sandberg, who's the CFO or whatever.
Spokesperson. Mm-hmm.
She's been reaching out to everybody. But I think the market tells you, Art, and Pete's absolutely right, the market tells you a lot of things that people think this is just going to be temporary.
Right.
Because most of them have said, well, I'm taking a month off or this or that.
Okay.
And Facebook has been a bonanza for a lot of these companies. You know, it's worked out very well for them. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, so always watch how the market reacts. It kind of tells you sometimes, you know.
Oh, great. All right. I have two mutual funds. I'm interested in seeing what you think of them. One is BNY. I guess that's Bank of New York Mellon High Yield. Now, I think symbol has to do with Dreyfus. I think it's DPLTX.
DPLTX, you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
DPLTX.
It's been about $5.70, and it pays a certain dividend, not a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I've been holding it a long year. The year to date, it says it's down 5%. 3 year is up 8.6, but I guess that's cumulative. That's not per year.
Okay, well, it's been all over the place. I mean, it's had a heck of a run. You know, in other words, it came from about the 482 area as high as 585. That's a big move. You know, now it's pulling back again. I'd watch, you know, high yield in general. Also, you want to see what they're involved with. You know, if they're involved with some of those sectors that are going belly up. You have to watch. You know, if they're very heavy in one particular sector, could be the oil sector, which hurt them years ago. The high yield, you know, right now, you know, a lot of I think they said like 200 oil companies have gone belly up. You know, the small ones, you know, but
Chesapeake, I think, just went back.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, so you know, so try to find out what their sector concentration is. Just you know, as a research thing.
Sure, that's good. Second item is Fidelity Capital and Income. Now it's a combination of stocks and bonds. F-A-G-I-X.
F-A-G-I-X.
I've had that for years and years, and I reinvest any dividends on that one.
Okay. Well, looks like I've gone out to cyberspace somewhere. I mean, that's another one that's had a very big run up, you know, from 7:30, it hit 8, no, let's see, 9-something.
I have 9:45 on
It hit 9:70, now it's pulling back a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once again, I mean, you should always look into these funds. Are they 60% stock, 30% stock?
That's a good point.
You have to go a little bit more into it. I think you can actually get some free information from Morningstar, at least enough to go to Morningstar and see how their performance has been versus other balanced funds. And against the index, they kind of put like an index together of balanced funds. And
right.
I checked that out.
So going back to the Bank of New York, the Mellon, the high yield fund, their top 10 holdings are West Street Merger, subordinated debentures, less than 1%. Quicken Loans, about 0.75%. Bausch Health Companies, 72 basis points. Lionsgate, 72. Navinet, which is the student loan company, 71 basis points. Sprint, Energizer.
Seems like they're all small positions.
Yeah,
right?
1% or less.
And that I got on Morningstar.com. You just have to toggle through the different areas that's under the portfolio analysis.
Well, take a look at in Morningstar.com. What's been the performance of that?
Oh, that fun?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, against its peers and...
Yeah, you'd have to look that up. I'm not doing that.
You're not going to do that. It's right there.
I'm on the next thing.
I will.
Yeah, you guys do that. I'm on the next
thing. Can I give you one more?
No.
No?
Yes,
no.
Of course.
Okay, ahead.
I was wondering how heavy the phone line is.
Oh,
it's loaded.
Burning up. Turn the smoke alarm.
There's a lot of white space on it.
Okay, I'm watching the chat box, too. Vanguard New Jersey Long-Term Tax-Free Bond Fund.
Boy.
VNJTX. this is one of my big mainstays because it pays monthly a dividend, and I have it sent electronically into my Vanguard New Jersey tax-free money fund, and then I can write checks on that. So this bond fund is, I have quite a large portfolio of this.
And what was the symbol in it again?
VNJ for New Jersey, TX.
VNJTX.
Usually the X means it's bond funds.
Yeah, and Fidelity, that capital and income, has 20% U.S. equity, 2% non-U.S., 73% fixed income, and about 3% in cash.
So it's really mainly a bond fund, you know,
right
now.
Yeah, Fidelity also has a capital... a rather high yield income fund, which I didn't get.
Well, you know, on the chart, this looks like the better ones of all of them, almost.
the New Jersey?
The NJTX, yeah. Right. I mean, it just broke out of a nice consolidation, you know, at $12.10. The right. old high was up there around $12.70 or so. Price objectives, $13.50. And the 200-day is at 12.13, and it closed at 12.25, so it's above the 200-day. Right. You know, this one looks decent, really.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
what
like
its performance has been, but, you know, it looks decent. And, you know, once again, I'd go to Morningstar and check a few things out, you know.
Yeah, that's excellent recommendation. Right. That's great. Okay, I thank you very much, and hope you fellas have a wonderful weekend and a good week.
Okay,
thanks.
Well, thanks for calling, getting us started.
I'll be watching this chat box.
Okay, so are we. That's kind of empty right now,
that's
too.
That's good. But, all right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Okay, right now, the phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Is there somebody in the chat box?
Yeah. We're loaded, bro.
Go ahead, beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. Someone owns the stock, SQ. NS, close at $6.79, looking to buy more.
Looking to buy more,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
SQNS, which is what? Sequans Communication SA,
yes.
Which sounds like a foreign company, but let's take a look. Oh, not bad. Okay, let's see, where's the 200-day moving average? 441, way above that. 50 days at 567. So, you know, I'd watch that 50-day as long as it stays above, you know, that area. You know, once again, I always tell people, you know, exact prices don't mean anything. It's always an area around that price. So as long as it stays above that level, looks good. And it will make a new breakout if it goes to 7. And it closed at... Should have put my glasses on.
Oh, 679. Sorry.
I'm depending on you.
Well, I'm doing other stuff.
Other stuff.
Unlike you can concentrate on those. I'm doing three different things.
Anyway, if it hits 7, that's a new breakout.
Wow.
Right now, for what it's worth, you know, based on the point and figure method, it's got a 12.75 price objective.
They make semiconductors.
And, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
And where are they located?
SA. It's not South America.
No, it's not that. But usually when I see that, it's a foreign company, but I don't know. What do I know? But, you know, if it hits 7, the next resistance would be up at 7.5. And, you know, if it takes that out, it could be on its way, because after that it would be 8.50 and then 10, and maybe you might see that price objective again. So kind of like it.
Sequans is based in Gay Paris.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
So that's a clue. Every time you see an essay, you know that's a foreign stock. So.
Yeah, well, usually.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Next.
Oh, you got another one in the chat box. Amazing. Go ahead.
Somebody's busy here.
Yeah, I guess. Holy cow.
Oh,
I'm glad you're a special guest today.
You know?
What's on the chat box? Go ahead.
Special guest. I got special guests. TD, Toronto Dominion Bank.
TD.
$44.65 on the close. Somebody's looking to buy it.
Okay.
What do you think, Peter?
What do I think? You don't want to know what I think.
About this.
That's
yes.
frightening.
Yes. Tell me.
Nice breakout. Now it really pulled back. You know, I don't know if it pulled back in general with banks in general. Obviously, it's a Canadian bank. But if you're looking to buy it, the 200-day is at 50.
50, about that.
Yeah, about 50. So it's under the 200-day. That's a little troublesome. It's also a little troublesome that it died just short of the 50-day.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of stocks like that, you know, that died almost exactly in the area, very close to the 200-day moving average. So it had a nice breakout, technically gave a price objective of 72. I don't mean to laugh, but that's with a grain of salt. But mm-hmm. that, resistance again would be in at that 200-day. You'd prefer to see it. You know, if you've done research into it and you really like it, you know, then you, if you're buying it and you say, I think it's going to take out that 200-day. If you want to, you know, be a little more conservative, you wait for it to take out the 200-day, or you buy a little now and wait for it to take out the 200-day to add to it. But right now it's pulled back to the breakout area. The 50 days at 43. So this is important. You know, if you feel very strongly about this, it could be a potential buy here because it's at the breakout area. It's almost at the 50-day moving average. And if it takes out that 50-day moving average, you know, once again, it's around the 43 area, could pull back, you know, as far as 38, 39. So, you know, use those parameters and, you know, make a decision based on that. And if you haven't done your research, do some research into it. But those are the parameters.
Always a good idea to do your own research. You ready? We got another one.
Really? Yeah. Boy, we're hot in the chat box.
FSLY. Looking to buy it. You're going to love this. You probably know this stock.
I know that very well.
Yeah. Close at 84.51.
I think I bought that for a client.
At $20?
No, I wish that were the case. I didn't even know of this company until fairly recently, really. I think it was, I don't know when it was a new issue, but... But, you know, it looks very strong. Got to be aware. This is going to be very volatile. This is one of these hot stocks, you know, with, I forgot, I read some good things on the company that, you know, they have some really great technology, you know, mm-hmm. and do your research into it, you know, look into it, because everybody asks me what they do, and I looked into it, and that's why I liked it. Now I've forgotten, because I'm old. What do I know? But anyway. Mm. My short-term memory is not very good.
I think there's other reasons.
But right now, I mean, would you say he was looking to buy it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, be aware. I mean, this is going to be wild, very volatile, because a lot of the momentum players are in this. A lot of the traders are in this. It looks pretty decent right now.
They're a cloud computing company.
Yeah, I know that, but they have some kind of technology that, you know, I remember reading it and saying, boy.
Their platform provides a content delivery network, internet security services, load balancing, and video and streaming services. That's like everything. They're like the Amazon of the cloud. Oh. Speaking of Amazon.
Anyway, no, don't speak of Amazon. All right. You know where the 200-day moving average is? 27.
Yeah, what's your target price?
Target price is 77 right now.
I'm showing a target price of 39.
Really? Where'd that come from?
FinViz.
Oh, well, what is FinViz now?
Well, when the stocks move like that up or down, it's tough to come up
with a target price because it's exceeded all levels, you know, right now. Mm-hmm. So I would, you know, be a little concerned, although you have to give this a little bit of room, you know, but I'd reevaluate at 79, because then if it went to 79, it could drop as low as 75. Mm-hmm. So 75, 79 would be support areas for it. And if you've looked into this, you feel really strong, you could always buy a little. Or if you're really confident, you could go ahead with it, you know, but it's going to be, could be a potential wild ride.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes? Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. You'll be at the chat box. go to the bottom of the page, type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Vic in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Independence Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. I hope next year we're celebrating Independence Day. I have reason to be skeptical that if there's a change in political administrations, we may be celebrating something else. But at any rate, that's my statement of the day.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because they covered that in Barron's, you know, the possibility that Biden would win. And one guy said he's not that concerned because he's out there saying things to get votes. You know, let's go after the biggies. Let's do this. Let's do that. But hopefully, they believe, whoever this person was, and hopefully they're right, that he would realize by doing all of that, he'll tank the economy, and that his first priority is to get the economy rolling if he came in. So it remains to be seen, but we'll see.
There's going to be too many pressures on him.
The only thing I wouldn't want to see, really, is a sweep of the House and, you know, Senate. And
But he doesn't know what day it is.
Who? Biden?
I don't know if you saw it, but I was enthused by Trump's speech yesterday at Mount Rushmore. It was a spectacular setting, and it was a fabulous speech. So,
well, interesting. But as a friend of mine says, who's from a foreign country, he said, "I'm very disappointed in America when the best they have is Trump and Biden."
It's true. It's true.
Right. So, okay.
We're looking for the survival of the country here.
I agree there, yeah. So, anyway.
I'll get off of politics.
Right.
I have three stocks that I want to ask you about. One is AMT.
Oh, American Tower, huh?
Yeah, I bought it at 227, and it's kind of, stagnated a little bit. I mean, I'm happy with...
Yeah, that stagnation's not bad.
No.
And right now it closed at what, 264, right?
Right.
200 days at 232, 50 days about 249, so you're above both of those. And on the point and figure chart, it would only be a potential concern if it dropped to 244.
So what is their REIT? It's real estate, I'm assuming.
It's towers.
Oh, that's
towers.
Right. We talked about this before.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I was wondering why it was doing so much better than that.
Yeah. So, I would stick with it. And if it breaks out to, looks like 272, be a new breakout, and would give a target of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let me hang on. Don't mind me.
That's right. Biden says he's going to rip down all those towers because they get in the way of the birds.
They get in the way of the birds.
He is a bird.
I thought we were getting away from political. But
I'm trying to kill time. Where's your glasses?
Is that it?
Didn't you bring your glasses? You were so ready this morning. For the first time, he was here early. First time ever, 23 years. We were here early.
Yeah.
Well, they would give a target if it broke out.
Just,
about... 310,
Wow.
So
that would be nice.
That'd be nice. Yep.
How's their dividend? They have a good dividend?
No.
No. But they pay a regular dividend.
1.6.
Obviously, they're a play on 5G too. So.
Yeah. Right.
Good idea.
Yep.
Yeah. So the next one is Sturm Ruger.
Oh. Okay. Was it S R M? Is it or S R?
R G R.
Oh, I was close.
Me too.
I how many letters did I have?
I haven't won client's account. His call.
I'm thinking of buying more.
Oh my God, boy, is that really
78.62 on the close?
Yeah, I mean, tremendous breakout, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on 7, 21. 21 on.
Let's go shoes off.
Well, next target on the point and figure method would be 87.
Close at 7:00.
And you know, you should have good support at the breakout area if it did pull back somewhere around 74, 75. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'm in about 66, so. Yeah,
you're in good shape there.
80, what did you say, 82?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Actually, I thought I said higher than that. Hang on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 21, and 87.
87.
Ask him again. It'll be 90.
Go ahead. You want a better number? Yeah.
There's a joke about
welcome to Price is Right.
There you
right?
go.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay.
And then the last one is GDXJ.
Oh, the junior gold miners.
Yep.
We do and have that in some of our managed accounts, just to be a disclaimer here. You know.
And I'm 49. So,
but be honest, if I didn't like it, I'd still tell you. You know, but anyway. But, you know, we know what gold's been doing, that's for sure. What's it, an 8.5-year high or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just shy of 1,800.
Just shy, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, you know, didn't think it was going to get back to 1,800. And, of course, you know, when they start coming out with goals going to 10,000, then I'd probably run for cover again, you know. But
buy those coins. Yeah, 1787.30 the last I had.
What's that?
So do you think
the
it
price
is
of gold
at 2,000 gold?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think about...
But you never know. You know, sometimes there can be a disconnect between the miners and
right.
the...
That's where you got to do
and
your
the
research.
Gold. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, sometimes they go together, sometimes they don't, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and plus, you know, miners is a different story, you know, in the sense that they have their own individual situations. And, you know, with this COVID thing, who knows if mines could get shut down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, despite all of that,
anyway,
some of the miners in this group are foreign. So, but they could get shut down too. No.
Yeah, there's always that possibility. But you know, so you can't always say you know that there'll be a direct, you know, and somehow my computer
maybe the virus is killed when it goes underground.
Well, it's just
that's
like
where everybody's
just like they
go.
Said. Oh, once the heat comes, no problem, right? So
yeah.
What's wrong with Arizona and Florida and all these places, right? Yeah, brilliant people, but anyway.
110 degrees is not hot.
Come
on.
I'm finding these latest temperatures in Buffalo as unbearably hot.
Mm. Yeah, they are.
They are.
Well, from what I've read, the problem with the South is the mutations are different now. And that's why they're able to live longer. So I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? I gave my dissertation on experts last week.
Yeah.
So
just one other question about the miners. Do you think the opportunity is better in silver rather than gold now? Because it looks like silver is starting to creep up.
Well, theoretically, they always tell you, you know, that silver moves, you know, when gold moves. So, but silver hasn't been doing that,
no.
You know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, if you wanted to buy a little just as a, you know, patient kind of play, but people have been very patient with silver for years now, you know. And so I don't know what to say, you know. You know, if you got a, you know, you looked into it a little and you want to put a little there, I think the worst you're going to see is it sits there and does nothing, right?
Yeah,
but you know, so but historically, supposedly, it moves much better than gold when gold's moving. You know, so we shall see.
What do you think the target on GDXJ is?
If this computer would,
I'll give you a number. What would you like?
What would you like? Right,
100.
Well, oh, 97. Look at that.
Yeah, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
The interesting thing is that it ran from 20 up to about 49. Right. Beautiful chart and a beautiful consolidation, which mm-hmm. it looks like it's getting ready to break out of. And, you know, if it breaks out of, which isn't too much higher, you know, very little higher from here, at a minimum, I could say that it would go 20 and 39, would at least go up to maybe the 60 area.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, thank
Happy
you very
4th.
Much.
Happy 4th. Good
Appreciate
talking
it
to you,
very
Vic.
Much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right now, we will take a quick one-minute break. If everybody will wait, or the one caller will wait on the line, we'll be back in a minute.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with MSRB and an RIA.
I'm exhausted. I worked so hard yesterday. My wife said to me, now my wife has never said, oh, honey, here's some lemonade. Yep. It's usually... oh, when you're done with that, or she adds a project to something I'm already doing, she goes, you better slow down. I think you're going to have a heart attack.
What? That's encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been the sun.
So you're one of those with the honey-do list, right?
Oh, God.
it's okay.
Very long.
As we digress. Give us a call, 803-1520,
good thing I'm
toll
in
free,
such great shape,
800-879-7541. Or,
I think I'm going to go in a more exotic way.
You can go to the chat box.
Not just a heart attack. Anyway,
I think you must have had some brain damage.
Oh, for sure.
Or you can go to the chat box at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab.
Do you remember the 60s?
In archives. I won't comment.
Come on, let's get...
hang on.
All right, go ahead.
But click on the chat and archives. It brings you to the chat box. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question, type in the symbol. If you type in the symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Tom in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy holiday.
Thank
Happy
you. And say you thank too. You for calling.
You.
I'd like you to take a look at Clorox and tell me what you think of that stock.
Smells like Clorox in here. I'll tell you, they've really cleaned the studios. Then Pete came in and sprayed.
I came in and sprayed his with, microphone there
with Lysol. Yeah,
he's still alive.
talk about brain
right,
damage.
It's very strong. You know, it's a play on what's going on right now, and will that change if things eventually get better? Could be. You know, a lot of these stocks that. Consumer staples, kind of stocks and so forth that have been running. But, it does still look good right now. Potential target with a grain of salt, take it what it's worth, 262, based on the charting method. Looks like it hit a new all-time high. The 200-day is back at 171. I don't know if you'd want to see that, but the 50-day is at 204. So right now the breakout area is between 204 and 212, 50 days at 204. So I'd only, possibly reevaluate it under 204, but looks good right now.
And I just don't think people are all of a sudden going to stop using Clorox and wipes and things like that.
Yeah.
Now maybe once they get a vaccine or the virus is eliminated, which I don't think is going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. So using those parameters, it looks like good risk reward. Yeah.
So do you think it has some more room to run over here?
Well, it looks like it to me. And like I say, if you want to try that price objective, it's 262. So if I said, you've got where to close at
222.
So that's 40 points on the upside and
25%.
204. Or so. The actual sell signal would come at 192. But 204. So risk reward looks pretty good.
Okay, good. There's another stock, too, that's been puzzling because the stock is very volatile. I can't really evaluate it. It's Teladoc, T-D-O-C.
Well, that's it's a bet on the future there. You know, it's one of those companies that I don't even know if they make any money. They probably still don't. But,
no, they don't.
But they were a leader. You know, they were a leader in this telemedicine. You know, they were one of the first companies I saw in the field. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad.
A lot of competition.
I've seen some leaders, you know, bite the dust. You know, but it's a wild one again. You know, momentum play. Trader play, so be aware of that. It's testing its high in the 208 area.
That's where it closed, 208.89, yeah. Pete.
And, you know, once again, with a grain of salt, the price objective is 260.
But I noticed the volume in that averages about 2.5 million a day, and sometimes it'll spike up to 10 million.
Mm-hmm.
The stock will go down, and sometimes it'll spike up again, and the stock will go up. There seems to be no rhyme or reason for it.
Well, it's...
I thought it was a contrary indicator, but
no.
Lately it hasn't been.
No, it has to do with risk on, risk off, you know. Watch how it works, you know, when everybody thinks there's a vaccine or something like that, and things are going to get better. You know, does it go down in those days? A lot of times these type of stocks go down in those days, you know, because it's running up like everybody's not going to see their doctor again. They're going to do it, but
there's going to be a tremendous amount of competition for these type of companies. Just can see it, knowing who they're dealing with, physicians who are being squeezed more and more by the insurance companies. So there's going to be a lot of people coming out. There's going to be a price war in these things. I just think it's a, you know.
It depends on, have they built up a moat? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I don't know. But, you know, if you have a little bit of money that you want to put into it, I wouldn't have a problem, you know.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Have a good
Thank
holiday.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines, believe it or not, are wide open again. 803-1520, toll free.
Yeah.
800-879-7541.
Yeah. We have a couple in the chat room. But also, Art chimed in about buying silver at a company called Thompson McKinnon. And he paid $7 an ounce, and with having to buy and sell and storage charges, he lost most of it, he said. But Thompson McKinnon just recently, just want to pass our respects to the family of Jim Taylor, who passed away, who was a manager locally of Thompson McKinnon. He also was at Shearson Lobro, a number of different firms. I don't know, did you know Jim Taylor? Tall guy, 6'6". Couldn't miss him.
No.
Great, big person. Great,
no.
Very nice man.
No,
anyway.
I'm prejudiced against tall people.
Okay.
Anyway.
He was tall. Somebody's looking at bought Kraft Heinz at 23, closed at 31.82. Would like to know your opinion. KHC.
Well, once again, we always say do your own research. I've lost track. I thought some Latin American company bought them or whatever is running them, whatever, and so, you know, things have changed there. I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, I'm kind of biased, you know, against this company.
Why, you don't like ketchup? Well, what are you biased? Would you lose money in it?
No, it's just that they were run so poorly.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and I'm not so sure they're being run that well right now, but I don't know. Is Buffett still in this? I don't know if he's still in this or not.
I know from March through May, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 upgrades.
Right.
Talking about Bank of America, DZ Bank, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Guggenheim, Goldman. These are pretty, you know.
Yeah. Well, right now, you know, the critical area in general is around 30, 50 days there to 200 days there.
It's a little above it.
It's just a little above it. If it dropped below that, it could drop back to the 27 area. So I watch it very closely here. You know, I mean, the chart price objective is 40, believe it or not, and you'd love that. You know, it's actually the resistance area is right around 42, 41, 42.
Mm-hmm.
So if it did break out again and it hit, say, 35, then, you know, that 40 to 42 area could be a potential target. Once again, you know, look into it, see what you like about it, and I would prefer this about 30 area to hold, you know, so.
It says here, Warren Buffett took $1 billion loss as Kraft Heinz plunged 11% in 2 days. Berkshire's 27% stake in the food giant shrank.
Well, I guess it would have.
Yeah, from 8.7 to 9.8. So this was as of February 20th, right, so yeah. I would think he still owns it.
But that's it. Look, use those parameters and go from there.
Okay, and another one in the chat room. Are you ready?
I am ready, believe it or not.
Do you ever hear of this company? It's called Amazon.
AutoZone?
Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Well, you can talk all about it.
You are so good.
You have been so right.
You are so good. Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I never hear
that. What did I say? I told you my short-term memory is bad.
There you go. Close at $2,890.30. Down from its high of $2,895. But somebody's looking for a buy point, Peter, and then a strategy.
Well, the buy point was like back at 1,300. But right now, the 200 days at 2,000, so that doesn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
The 50 days at 2,509, I don't know if that helps you. And the breakout area in general... what would you say? You say just go buy it?
Yes.
I knew you'd say that. But, you know, the breakout area is between 2720 and 2780. So if it dropped into that area, you might be interested in it. Or, you know, take David's advice, buy a little.
Yeah.
And see what happens next. But, you know, potential pullback possibility doesn't mean it will. You know, is that area between about, what I say, 2720 and 2780?
I don't know, short-term memory.
Yes.
But I did a little study, very unsophisticated. It was while I was driving last weekend to Connecticut to see our new granddaughter.
Must have been unsophisticated.
Stella Ray, first Bronstein girl in 73 years, in case you didn't know, yes.
That might be an omen.
It could be. Driving out there and until halfway home, I saw 3 Amazon tractor trailers and 0 Walmart. But, as my wife pointed out, halfway from like Syracuse to Buffalo, we did see 3 Walmart tractors.
Oh, so it was a tie.
Trailers. Yeah.
All right.
But
but you would go with Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
You've been going
with
it all
not,
along.
How can you
well,
not
I hope
buy
you're
it?
Going to tell everybody when to get out of it.
Oh.
Never?
Don't hold your breath. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Look at this guy. Gets divorced. Lost half his wealth. Now that half of his wealth is worth more than it was when he had his whole wealth. Talk about the luckiest guy in the world, right? Can
you
imagine?
You could say lucky or smart.
Yeah. I think
maybe
if you ask
both.
Jeff,
maybe he's
we're
both.
On a first name basis, he would say he's lucky. No,
right.
But
no.
Brilliant
Very
guy.
Very interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
And that doesn't mean you put 100% of everything into any one stock.
Oh, no.
It's just something.
But if you had.
could you imagine? Same with Tesla. We were talking about it earlier. I mean, for so long, people would call and ask me about Tesla. And I said, what are you kidding me? They don't make any money, electric cars, this and that. Poof. Something you got to own. I mean, it's,
you know, it's interesting because a friend of mine I was talking to, I don't know if it was Amazon, which one it was, okay? But maybe it was Amazon. And he had told them, you know, buy it at, what, 20, 30, whatever it was, you know, back then. And he didn't get it. And I don't know if it was when it came out or, you know, but whatever. But the bottom line of the whole story, whatever the stock was, right? He said, what happened? You didn't buy that. And he said, oh, the firm thought that wouldn't be appropriate for you.
Wow.
And I said, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. And they were a bookseller.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So interesting. He said, you know what? I would have been worked today. You know,
oh,
I said, I don't want to know.
Yeah. I have one other thing,
okay.
too. So I've gotten a couple of calls from clients and some relatives wondering about their stimulus checks and IRS and this, that, and the other thing. So I've helped a few people. It's not very hard. I just want people to know. You can go to irs.gov. And you can look into your stimulus. You put in your information, Social Security, et cetera, mm-hmm. and you can find out. So in a number of cases, people it didn't have their taxes filed electronically. So you would then go and put in your bank information, your routing number, your check, and that will start the process. And for the stimulus, it usually takes a couple weeks to do that. But I also had a client, Pete, that had a friend do his taxes, and they didn't file electronically. And so he hasn't, this was in the middle of March, he hasn't gotten his refund. And so when, you know, we got on the phone, I helped him through the thing, his return hasn't been received. He mailed it in. So, and there was just a notice in Kiplinger that, you know, it's going to take quite some time.
And personally,
yeah, go ahead.
I believe everybody should file electronically.
Well, it's coming to that.
No,
I
but
think
you
it's
should.
95%.
It's beautiful.
Well, I told him. He had done
you
it
can
the
do
years
direct
before.
Deposit and everything. I mean,
the guy forgot.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
do
they,
it.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
You know, just, yeah.
Also, you know, always
it's
bring up Barron's, service. You know, and, you know, I'm not a spokesman for Barron's, but it gives you a lot of interesting information. At times, you take everything with a grain of salt. But there is an article in there, which I encourage everybody to look at, because the laws have changed with the CARE Act for IRAs, okay? In terms of distributions, a lot of other things that I didn't know about, and it's too complicated to explain it all. But the title of the article in this week's Barron's is, "Want to do a free Roth IRA conversion right. and be charitable at the same time."
Right.
Very interesting. Plus, it gives you a lot of other facts mm-hmm. about what's in that CARE Act, okay, yeah. for IRAs. So I yeah. encourage everybody, even if you don't want to buy Barron's at the newsstand or be a subscriber, can you go to the library? I don't know. I used to be able to go to the library and read it, you know.
I don't know if they're open.
Yeah, but like Barnes & Noble's open.
Right.
And they may have it there. Right. But anyway, I encourage you. It's a great article covering everything that the CARE Act covers on
right.
the IRA.
And the big thing with required minimum distributions.
A lot of stuff in there. And some right. other stuff I didn't even
it.
Know about. Yeah,
yeah. If you took it, you can get it back.
And, yeah, it's very interesting. It's mm-hmm. a lot of facts in there about it. Okay, right now, we're coming down toward the end of the show, 8:03.
Not soon enough.
It was a good week in the market last week, which is not surprising, you know, because typically, seasonally, the market usually does well going into the July 4th holiday.
I think it's like the day before is always up or something like
that. Yeah, and the week's usually very good.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of information on the website about seasonal trends in the stock market week by week, month by month, whatever. Everybody should take a look at it, you know, because it does give you some interesting information and can tell you when there's potential times the market may be weak. And then it can be a contrary indicator. If it's a time when the market has been weak a lot of the time and it's strong, it's telling you something. The market's stronger than people realize. And it's like somebody once said, you know, they used to have that, you know, sell in May, go away, and you buy it in October until April, you know, April, May.
Mm-hmm.
But if something changes there, for example, you should sell in May and go away, and typically it's you know, not a great time, and it turns out to be a good time, that's telling you something again, mm-hmm. you know. The market's much more bullish than people realize, so...
Well, I think the bigger thing people have to decide
mm-hmm.
is if they're traders or investors.
Well, I agree. But if they're thinking of buying a bunch of stocks, okay,
mm-hmm.
if they're aware of all of these things, they may want to hold off a little bit, you know, in terms of that. And interestingly, in a election year, there tends
is
to
there
be
an election this year?
Yeah, there tends to be, and doesn't have to be, you know, but there tends to be a peak of, you know, in July somewhere about the middle of the month, but then, you know, by August the market takes off again. So we shall see, you know, if that's true or not. And but, you know, you can't rely on things 100%, or there wouldn't be any stock market. So,
well, one thing the market does not like is uncertainty.
And we don't have any uncertainty right now?
We have a lot of it.
So why does the market like it?
I guess that tells us that the market's very strong.
Yeah, well, what's going to be very interesting, though, is, you know, when the July everybody's going to do, or many companies are going to do better than expectations, right? Because they've been lowered so much.
Expectations are low, right.
Now, if the stocks don't rally on that anymore, that's telling you something, mm-hmm. okay? You know, that's changed, okay? Because because right now, a lot of stocks came out with stuff better than expected, and then they took off like a shot, right? Now, if that changes, that tells you something. So just watch for those little clues.
You know? Yeah, and you got to remember, too, a company comes out and starts doing really well, there's almost a negative attitude towards that company because they've done well during a pandemic. They sort of feel guilty, but a lot of people, you know, so they may not be coming out. They're not going to disclose. They're not going to,
they're not going to give forward guidance.
They're stopping their forward guidance, which I think they like because they spend a hell of a lot of time doing that and with attorneys and everything else. So,
and, you know, lately that hasn't been, in the beginning when they stopped forward guidance, it would temporarily hurt stocks.
Right. Okay? But now it's a new normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So be aware of all those things. You know, the reaction in the market always gives clues. Okay, we're at the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Those who called, those who went to the chat box. Keep a little powder dry. Be careful out there. Have a good July 4th, and we'll be back next week.
Safe and healthy one.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.